We see in this gospel the dangerous way that our faith can become very academic, because anybody with a heart would have asked, where did that poor woman go for therapy? But our gospel gives us also a reason for hope, because one of the things that comes out of our gospel is that what it will be like is different than what it is now. We are not yet complete. What it will be like for us in heaven, when we are like angels, when we are fully children of God, when we will no longer die because we will be the ones who rise, what awaits us is complete. What we experience now is unfinished. And we feel that unfinished quality of our lives in so many ways. We feel our own weaknesses. Some things we work very hard to hide because we're embarrassed about how unfinished they are. Somehow we got this idea that we should be finished already, even from birth. And we spend so much time covering up all of the unfinished parts, rather than recognizing that this whole lifetime we will be unfinished. And in a certain sense, even in eternity, we will be unfinished in the sense that we will be completed by God, that we will be completed by one another. No one of us is in ourselves the mystical body of Christ. And if you think that you are, then we also need some therapy time. No one of us is meant to be everything. We are all inherently unfinished. But the good news is that God will finish us in our own particular way, even removing the imperfection of death, the imperfection of our mortality. That's the problem. As we become morally more finished, we become physically less finished as life progresses. When things start coming together interiorly in our heart and our virtues, things start falling apart exteriorly in our liver and our physical heart, our eyesight, and other things. We're meant to be unfinished, and it's okay. We're okay with being unfinished as long as we know that there's a plan and somebody's working on this, and we're not going to be guilty of all of that, and somebody is going to help to heal us and to finish us, and we're going to be what we were meant to be. And as I'm looking around at this chapel, which has more chairs in it than I've ever seen in it, and I notice that nobody is distressed about that there are so many empty chairs in this chapel, because there's confidence that they will be filled tomorrow. They will be finished. They will be completed. They will fulfill the mission that they have. And this won't simply be a staring mess of empty chairs, but it will be filled. And all of those places in us that feel so unfinished will be filled. That's God's promise to us in the gospel. We're not there yet. And He's not distressed about that. And even when we look at our beautiful lady who we celebrate today, and we think about her presentation in the temple, and she had that unique quality that being presented in the temple, normally the one presented in the temple is blessed by the temple. In her case, the temple was blessed by her, because she was in a certain sense more finished, but it's not the right word to use. She was more holy. She was more perfect in the sense that she was full of grace. She had God's grace. Not really by her choice, it was pure mercy, because she received it before she ever made a decision, before she ever had consciousness. She was filled with His grace, and every nook and cranny in her, every interior part of her, every bit of her was filled with God's grace. And yet, she still needed somebody to change her diaper, and she still needed somebody to hold her hand, and she still needed somebody to bring her food, and she still needed somebody to teach her to speak and to read and to do everything else. She was full of grace, not perfect Superman, not in need of anyone, lots of weaknesses, imperfections in the human sense that needed to be developed, but she allowed grace to touch all of those unfinished parts of her and to live in all of those unfinished parts of her. And so she teaches us this pathway of holiness, which is not a pathway of self-sufficiency. It's a pathway of weakness, in dialogue, in relationship with the strength of God, with the grace of God. So as we approach this altar, let us try not to hide all of those unfinished parts of us, even that we're a little bit embarrassed about and that we're afraid we'll be seen. Let us at least allow them to be seen by God, all of the empty chairs in us that we wonder what are doing there, and allow them to be filled by God's grace in the Eucharist.